Shame, 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 shame.
Okay, I feel bad. I'm sorry, but this is unhealthy for my mental health for you all shaming me for something that I have no
bad.
Control over.
Listen, I gave up on worrying about your mental health a while ago.
See, if there's a chant, I will join in automatically, but I feel bad for Liv. I hate that she has to do this.
I don't feel bad for anybody because we all have the same odds of going against
it. It's true.
We didn't pick it out. It's the fact that she doesn't know how to roll a dice. Pork Chops lost more times than her.
A bunch of bull. Neither of the co-hosts have had to do this. Me and Pork Chop work our little butts off in the background, and then we get punished by having to do this.
You're lucky you even have a job,
now,
guys,
shame
first
on
of
you
all.
Guys.
You're lucky we even have you guys on the show.
Well, Joe rolls straight sixes, so he is just dice. He never has to. I was three. I was in the border, so she rolled a two, so I barely actually squeaked by.
Now, Liv the Web Girl's about to reach into the box of shame. Let's recap what happened last week with producer Pork Chop when he had to do the drive-through sing a song. He had to buy her breakfast, which was awesome, but he also had to sing this little ditty. And it's not playing. Come on.
And it was so good.
It was so good.
It was so good. We'll find it.
Furniture store?
No, that ain't it. Where's your little thing at?
It was so cute.
Oh, here it is.
All right, pulling up to the speaker. Good morning. I would love to place an order. Are you ready? I would love two sausage burritos.
I love
that
this.
That is for my friend Joe. He's also a big guy and trying to lose some weight. So I'd love to get him a large Diet Coke with light ice.
Thanks, a large Diet Coke.
So far,
she's
so
like not
good.
Based.
Dude, yeah, so Pork Chop had one, but we've had other stuff where there was a cinnamon challenge. We had Pork Chop putting the ice pack down his crotch. Liv the Web Girl.
I missed that. I wish I was here for that.
Yeah, everybody enjoyed that. And then Liv the Web Girl had to eat an onion, which was
I was here
nice.
For that.
We
so
let her off. We let her off. She only had to have three bites. We were going to make her do the whole onion, but we let her off easy.
I will say, I can't even handle mild hot sauce. So hate.
You hate hot sauce?
Yeah, so if that is a thing that I have to do, I'm going to cry. Now,
why would you even speak it into premonition?
She's
going to draw the hot sauce
right.
now.
No, but listen, look, I brought a Lara bar. These are what I have for breakfast every morning, and I'm choosing Mackenzie to spit it into my mouth if I get the baby bird challenge.
And the baby bird challenge is horrifying to me, so I would chew it up and like...
And
put it in your mouth.
I also didn't wear panties today, so that automatically disqualifies me for the ice pack challenge.
Oh.
I was smart about this.
You're not smart. You can't just make up things. You're like, oh, well, I have my retainer in today, so I can't do the hot sauce challenge. You can't just take yourself out of competition because you don't want
to
do it.
I have something so random to say. I have an extra pair because I'm getting a massage later, so she needs a pair.
Hold on a second. What happens to your panties during a massage that you go through a pair? Huh? That's a whole other question I need to know.
I don't have yoga pants on, and I don't wear them with yoga pants.
All
That's
right.
another
that
discussion.
Makes sense. That makes sense.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Wow, okay.
Well, now, Mackenzie, you're ruining it. I don't want to do the ice pack challenge. And now that's an opportunity
well,
for me.
Well, listen, grab the box of shame, Liv. Shame. Shame.
Shame.
Shame. And let's see what she pulls out of the box of shame. Come on.
Please, no, baby bird. No, baby bird. No.
Baby bird.
No.
Baby,
no.
Baby, baby, baby bird. And.
No.
Sauce roulette.
I really can't do it. I can't do it.
You say
hot
that
sauce.
Every week. I'm so tired of hearing
okay.
it. You can.
Right, here, hold the camera. I'm going to go get the stuff.
Okay,
right,
so this is kind of a roulette thing, right? Or
yes.
Is it, how there, does this
here's
work?
What I did. I have two things for Liv. There's going to be two options, and I brought in a gallon of water. I've kept it here, if you notice, that way in case you're thirsty.
Okay.
There's one that's like a Taco Bell mild sauce, and there's one that's like, here, bring those bottles over here. Bring it over here. Let me see them, and we'll put them
okay,
on camera,
let's see
too.
All the props.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Are all hot sauces created equal, by
Wait
the way? Because I'm not
no,
a hot sauce
there is
expert.
Taco Bell mild sauce, which is, you know, typical, very plain, basic stuff.
Okay.
Then there
Your
is,
basic hot sauce.
Then there's Melinda's 5-star ghost pepper hot sauce.
Never heard
Wait,
of that.
No. No, I thought the hot sauce challenge was just the mild. I didn't know there was another one involved.
Liv, how boring would it be? Oh man, this sauce is so mild. Oh, it's on my palate.
I know, but I
it's
can't
so
even
mild.
Handle the mild.
Well,
in this water, there's a gallon of water to help out. Don't you want milk after hot sauce?
I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, she's lactose.
Wait, hey, blindfold her.
Blindfold yourself
blindfold.
Right now.
Oh, okay, do you
blindfold.
Know which? Okay, she's not looking. Do you know which is which in one hand? Or you don't? Okay, Pork Chop doesn't even know.
I don't.
Okay, so one is really
oh my
is
God,
the extra hot.
I'm so
Pork
scared.
Let me see. Bring it over here.
Okay, he thinks he can look or smell. It'll singe your nostrils.
I want you to switch your head up, but that one right there, that is not good if she picks that.
I'm seriously so scared.
That's the hot
everybody.
All right, so pork chop, switch your hands around right now. All right.
Liv has a blindfold on.
Eat the whole thing.
Yeah, you just put you put a spoon in your mouth and just.
Where are they?
Hold on. He's gonna hand it to you. Wait.
Pick a hand. Pork chop. You should feed her. That's romantic.
Which hand do you want?
She's touching spoons right now.
He's gonna feed you. Which hand do you want?
Yeah, he's gonna put the spoon in your mouth.
All right, Liv the web girl, open up wide.
Open up.
Whole thing.
I feel so bad.
Come on, pork chop. Put it in her mouth. She's tasting it.
Oh! Wait, that's a Taco Bell. Oh, I know Taco Bell hot sauce from anywhere.
Oh, damn!
She's not fazed, Joe.
Dude.
That is pretty hot, though. I'm not
Do you want to do the other one just for fun?
Yeah, try the other one just to see what
just
it's like.
Just for fun.
I'm going to touch my tongue to it,
okay,
and that is it.
Touch your tongue to it so it's not anticlimactic. Okay, here we go.
Pour it all in.
Go.
Oh, that's not even a little dab.
Oh my gosh, that is so hot.
Is it fire?
Oh my gosh, that is so hot. My tongue is burning.
Melinda's got some fire.
Oh my gosh,
that
is so hot. That is seriously so hot. My tongue is burning. I'm not kidding. Oh my gosh.
How did she get off easy?
Because you let her, man.
That was hot.
She's got an instant lisp.
Wait,
like, what is
the
that?
Water? I'm not kidding. My tongue is like numb.
Her taste buds are singed.
Take the blindfold off. Oh, she's just pouring open that. Oh, there's actually hot sauce in that water.
Ah!
No, I'm kidding.
No, there's not.
Oh, all look right, at her go.
That wasn't too bad, besides the second part.
Yeah,
okay.
Man, I think you got off easy.
Yeah, not a baby bird challenge.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not kidding. My tongue is literally burning.
Her eyes are watering.
All right. Well, I'm glad.
Bless her heart.
I'm glad you got some. Hey, we need more ideas, guys, for the Dare Dice and the Box of Shame. What should some of the punishments be if we lose? And by that, I mean, what should Liv or Pork Chop have to do? Because they seem to lose every week. If you got anything, DM us. Radio Now AM Show.